USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Described by some who witnessed it as chaotic and by others as an American disgrace, the first presidential debate of the season is in the books.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is President Trump and Joe Biden speaking over each other through much of the debate, and at times the president even got into it with moderator Chris Wallace.
Mr. President, your campaign agreed to both sides would get two-minute answers uninterrupted. Well, your side agreed to it, and why don't you observe what your campaign agreed to as a ground rule, okay, sir?
He never keeps his word.
No, I'm not asking. That was a rhetorical question.
The president could sign a bill today to keep the government running as the Senate finished debating it yesterday and will hold a final vote today. Just before the new budget year begins, the temporary funding bill would avoid a shutdown through December 11th. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Disney is laying off 28,000 employees amid COVID-19 closures at its theme parks. The jobs will also impact its workers at its Disney Experiences and in its consumer products divisions. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says the president's pick for Supreme Court justice should be considered by all senators not based on politics, but on her record. And he's slamming Democrats for using what he calls scare tactics concerning Amy Coney Barrett.
These hysterical claims collapse under the slightest examination, but sadly, they're just beginning.
Country music legend and sometimes actor Mac Davis has died. He had a hit with this in 1972.
Baby, baby, don't get on me.
Davis also wrote big hits for others like Elvis Presley's In the Ghetto. Davis died after heart surgery. He was 78. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A well-known Oregon environmentalist who's been missing since September 7th has been confirmed dead due to wildfires. Family members of 72-year-old George Ataya confirmed that the remains were found on his property. He's believed to be the fifth person killed by the Beechey Creek fire, which is now about 50% contained. More stars from Hollywood are adding their political strength to the 2020 campaign. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is throwing his political muscle on his choice for president and vice president.
Guys, I had the opportunity to sit down with Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris to talk about a number of important issues that we're facing as a country. As a registered independent for years now with centrist ideologies, I do feel that Vice President Biden and Senator Harris are the best choice to lead our country, and I am endorsing them to become president and vice president of our United States.
With the exception of a brief flirtation with a 2020 presidential run himself, The Rock often takes great pains to remain apolitical at a time when Hollywood is filled with activism. The Fast and Furious and Jumanji actor took to Instagram, where he shared a video of the virtual conversation he had with the two Democratic candidates when he gave them his endorsement. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.